D-I-F-I-C-L-E, but that's for school. Yeah, L-A. L-E. Tammy, T-A-M-I, Fester, F-E-S-T-E-R, 42570. Fifth complaint, left flank pain, recent urinary tract infection, history of abdominal pain. Schedule with GI coming up. My symptoms started after the augmentation. My patient is a very well-known 53-year-old woman who was seen on 1/10/24 with a sinusitis. Was started ZPAC, which did not respond, then subsequently switched to Augmentin by another provider. Period. Patient started having nausea, vomit. Oh, then switched to Augmentin on the 126/24. Let's see. For another bout of sinus infection because the ZPAC had not worked. She comes in today with symptoms of weight loss, diarrhea off and on, with family history of colon cancer, has had 4 colonoscopies, scheduled for another colonoscopy later, has had EGD in the past. Her last EG was over a year ago. Her last lab was in October 23, and she just doesn't feel well. She was very concerned because her mom died of pancreatic cancer, and she's had GI problems on and on for a long time since she had her hysterectomy and cholecystectomy done. Allergy, Levaquin, adhesives, last period, 2012, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Her husband is ill. She's under a lot of stress because of that. Medical problems, surgery, cholecystectomy, hysterectomy, ankle surgery, and knee surgery. Medical problems, low back pain, radiculopathy, gastroesophageal reflux, medication, oxycodone, pantoprazole, Celebrex, lactulose, fiber, and has been on hycosamine, H-Y-C-O-S-A-M-I-N-E in the past, as well as COVID immunization, none. Family history as above, 155 pounds, down 3 pounds, 99%, 97.5, 18, 78, 124 over 69, heart positive, unpositive, 2 lungs are clear, abdomen soft, very non-tender, skin shows not actual mucosa with that measure. Number 1, abdominal pain. Number 2, diarrhea. Number 3, weight loss of 3 pounds. Number 4, history of pancreatic cancer. Number 5, abdominal and flank ultrasounds were negative a month and a half ago. Number 6, C to the abdomen needed. Number 7, we do C to the abdomen without contrast. Next number, check blood work again since she hasn't had any in some time. She tells me. Next number, check stool for OMP and C. difficile. Next number is add kefir, K-A-F-I-R, for lots of probiotics. Next number is recent urinary tract infection on some kind of medication per urologist. She thinks it's an antifungal. Next number, we'll call patient with the results. Next number, schedule with the GI specialist in the next few weeks. It'll be good to have the CT scan done before she sees the GI specialist. Next time, she's quite concerned about a history of pancreatic cancer, and I've told her that the CT of the abdomen will put her mind at ease at rest as well. Thank you.